You're listening to KGOU. I'm Brian Hartzinski. We're going to hear now, as we typically do at week's end, from the Journal Record's managing editor, Adam Brooks. It's part of our series, The Business Intelligence Report. Adam, I don't think we really have a choice but to talk about the energy industry this week. Of course, as you reported for KGOU's newscast unit, Devon Energy laid off several hundred employees in Oklahoma City, and the bulk of those job cuts occurred yesterday. I know the mood was very tense there, with the downtown skyscraper even closed to the public earlier this week. Devon also unveiled its 2015 fourth quarter earnings after the market closed Tuesday, and they held a conference call with investors Wednesday morning. What did we see in that report?
As expected, not really great news. You know, in the fourth quarter, their oil production was up 16% compared to the previous year, that quarter. But core earnings were down 7%. I think that's probably due to commodity prices being so low. The company did beat Wall Street earnings, but the bottom line is that for 3 months, they had a net loss of $4.5 billion.
In Tulsa, Williams Companies also reported its latest earnings this week. They're one of the largest energy companies in the state, even though we don't really talk about them as much as we do the big Oklahoma City names like Devon, Chesapeake, and Sandridge. How did Williams' fourth quarter look?
It was also a big loss, $701 million. Last year at that time, they had income of $193 million, so you can look at that as a billion-dollar swing over the course of the year. For calendar 2015, they lost $557 million, and that compared to an income of $2.1 billion in 2014. So you can really see the horrible year the industry had in those numbers.
And last September, we talked about the pending merger between Williams and Dallas-based Energy Transfer Equity. Based on these losses, is there any hesitation to complete that deal as the oil and gas downturn continues?
In its conference to discuss the results, the company said its board of directors is still committed to making it happen. They actually want to make it happen as quickly as possible. They've started planning for the integration. They have a few more steps. They need shareholder approval as one and some regulations, but they do sound like they expect it to go forward.
Finally, I want to come back to Oklahoma City and talk about a smaller oil field services company, and that's 77 Energy. How did they close out 2015?
Well, when people are drilling less, that really affects a company like 77. They had a loss of $60 million in the fourth quarter and $155 million for the year. However, their stock price did rise 24% on Wednesday.
And in your story, the CEO, Jerry Winchester, described 2016 by basically saying that the word challenging is an understatement. What are they going to be dealing with in the year ahead?
Well, they're still dealing with those low prices, of course. They also have high long-term debt, though the company says it has the cash to pay for the year. What they really need, like everybody else, is prices to go up. And we've seen some reports that indicate that production might start to slip toward the end of the year, and that should push prices up. For 77, Jerry Winchester did say that they're trying to diversify their customer base. 77 spun off from Chesapeake Energy a couple years ago, and half of their fracking jobs are still for their former parent company, but 80% of their drilling is for non-Chesapeake customers, so they are making some strides in that area.
That's the Journal Record newspaper's managing editor, Adam Brooks. He's here each Friday to talk about the week's business news. Adam, as always, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.